Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
grinning.
That was different today, but we'll take it.
I know, you gotta switch it up.
Sometimes you do. You gotta play around. Where's our friends at? 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? Tell us why.
You guys are just so pumped that tomorrow is May.
You know what they say?
April showers bring May flowers.
Snow.
It can only mean one thing. That means May's right here. So yeah, love
right.
it.
That's true.
Very excited for May being tomorrow, and then we hit the ground running. But what are you guys up to? How are your vibes? Good morning and happy Wednesday from Nico and Steven.
Well, we know it's payday for these two. They're going to be getting after it today, tomorrow, Friday, and all this weekend.
Absolutely.
Must be nice, though, to be showered in money once a week.
No, literally. I'm like, guys.
They're constantly at the dealership.
They're constantly doing things. Vibes are always up on payday, they write. Also, wearing our Moose and Breezy shirts today. Love you guys so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you guys for...
Gotta represent.
You gotta be that walking billboard that we love so much. And that's exactly what you've been doing. Mm-hmm. We thank you so much, you guys.
You're the best.
Who else is here?
Who else is here? Melissa's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good today. Because I also, like you guys, are excited about May. And there's a lot of really great things coming. Good morning from Alyssa. My vibes are up because I had an interview for a second job.
Oh, nice.
Or I have an interview, excuse me.
You're going to crush.
Yeah, well, put on those blazers.
I hated the interview process. I did so many interviews. I had to go to a bookstore and purchase a book on how to nail the interview. I had to study that. Am I great at interviews? Yeah, I am. I crush them. Do I like doing them? No.
I feel like I'm always lying. Respectfully, of course.
What are your biggest strengths? What are some of your weaknesses?
I'm just too perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, man. My weakness is that sometimes I need to really just tell myself I don't have the best idea in the room. Mm.
But 9 times out of 10, I do. So
yeah, 9 out of 10 times, I totally do. So,
If you were to go to Wegmans and you find a $100 bill on the ground, what do you do with it?
Yeah.
Well, you go turn it in, of course.
I go right to the ATM and deposit it into my account. Speaking of, let's play a quick little game, round two today, shall we? What was Moose's grocery bill at Wegmans yesterday for 3 items? We're doing three items.
Why are you continuing to go back?
Forgot a couple things.
Of course.
Breeze, where are we at?
Ranch, cereal, and papaya.
No, you don't have to guess the items. Just there was three. How much did I spend?
$42.
Oh. Keep going.
Oh my god.
You're close.
53.
Oh, very, very warm. I'll give you one more shot.
55
would be.
What the hell?
Correct.
What did you get? I'm disgusted.
Well, I needed those creatine gummies, and those are $45 for the bag, and then I
didn't.
Yeah.
What is creatine?
Creatine is to help grow muscles when you're working out.
Right, of course.
Pumps you up. I needed
it. It's like I pop those creatine gummies and I go sit in the sauna.
Shut up.
Yeah, okay.
All right, tell us about your vibes.
Not great. Not loving that I can't afford to buy clothes. And then also, because, I mean, it's summer. Obviously, I need a new wardrobe because none of my clothes fit anymore for this season. And yesterday I was running because I was getting ready to run the Lilac 10K.
Yeah.
And I was running in my Hokas, which, you know, are like basically 7 inches off the ground.
What is a 10K? 6 miles?
Mm-hmm. And I like twisted my ankle slightly, not like a full twist, not the twist and shout, but like it was a twisty.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, it's okay. Like I didn't actually hurt myself. So I finished up my run, ran home, got caught in the rain. And then I went about my day and I'm laying in bed and I just get this shooting pain up my leg. And now my ankle's swollen
like a balloon.
And I'm in pure agony, just rolling around screaming. And my girlfriend's like, I don't believe anything you say.
Yeah. Well, I hope you feel better by tomorrow.
Well, yeah. I couldn't even walk last night. That's how bad it got. So, and I have a lot to do coming up here, so I need to be better. That's why I'm wearing a compression sock right now.
Oh, it's beautiful. Do you at least have the strength to head to Dave's Hot Chicken after the show today?
Oh, I'm going to have to find it. I'm going to have to dig deep. I can't wait. We're going to crush.
All right. Well, feel better, Breeze.
Thanks.
We're all pulling for you. Well, vibes are completely in the trash today on my end.
Why? Because you don't have any money left because you spent it all at Wegmans?
No. Still got a couple of dimes left in the old back pocket, but the ears are plugged, the head is pounding, and my throat hurts. So we're doing really well today. Just got to push through, you guys. Push through. Coming up for the big story of the day, I mean, a lot of utility crews still working overtime to restore power. There was a couple of tornado warnings that came through. Also, does anyone know that one person in their life that's just overly dramatic when it comes to this type of thing? Anyone? This is not a trick question. But I'll tell you what one of the women in my building did. And I'll tell you what RG&E is doing to fix the problem. They're working on it, you guys.
They're trying.
They're working on it. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Utility crews have been working to restore power across Ontario, Seneca, and Livingston counties, who experienced most of those outages from yesterday. And as of the latest update, there's 2,400 customers in Monroe County. Quite a few of those homes being in Webster, almost 897 customers in Ontario County, still without power. But crews, they're working, and they're working hard to restore service to the affected areas. Some residents, like in Ontario County, they got hit really hard. And then even close to here, there was a gigantic tree that fell in the Avon Cemetery, destroyed a whole bunch of burial plots, tombstones. Thing was massive. But there was talks yesterday. I had the news on, and there was talks of tornado warnings in some areas in certain counties. Mm-hmm. And when we hear tornado
pictures, yeah,
in upstate New York, we're not talking like
Twister.
We're not talking Twister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think we all have a mom or someone in our life who can be overly dramatic. One woman in my building, not to downplay what happened yesterday, because some people, they did. They got hit pretty hard, especially in Ontario County. But one woman in my building, who I know to be somewhat dramatic, posted a flyer in the elevators to take shelter.
No.
Because a tornado warning is in effect. I said, I don't think that's accurate.
Not her going to Staples and getting copies printed.
I'm like, we live dead center in the city. I mean, there are some areas that got hit hard, but I think she panicked, and I don't think it was necessary.
Take shelter.
What? It rained in the city yesterday when everybody was protesting near Court Street.
Oh, my God. They were still protesting
yesterday? Yeah. If you do need to report any outages, you can do so by going on to RG&E's website or giving them a phone call. But they're pretty, I'd say by now they got a pretty good grasp on what's happening.
I didn't lose power, but Wi-Fi is down.
You'd rather have lost power than Wi-Fi.
Literally. And with that being said, I was like just staring at the ceiling all night because I couldn't watch TV.
Yeah,
so everything's tough. Connected to Wi-Fi.
Coming up on the show, I don't know if some of you are like Breezy and myself. When we were kids and growing up, the only thing we wanted to do was be in a cast.
Mm-hmm.
We physically tried to hurt ourselves so we could fit in, because, you know, there was people in our classes that we had a crush on that also had like a sling or a neck brace.
I wanted crutches so bad. So bad. I would walk around with crutches with nothing wrong.
And now that we're older, it's obviously
it's
the opposite.
It's an absolute freaking nightmare. I do need crutches and just pure agony. And this isn't even me being drama. And I think this is a great light to touch on because, I can be a little boy who cried wolf-esque. But not right now. And my girlfriend's like, how can I believe you?
Right. How can any of us believe you?
I know. I'll do my best to prove myself to you guys coming up next.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Here's the thing. When we were younger, Breezy and I have this in common.
Mm-hmm.
We so badly wanted to purposely hurt ourselves so we can be in a cast. Because everybody in our class that we had a crush on, they were either in a neck brace, a sling. You know, so we wanted to be on crutches.
It was honestly like for the aesthetic and the vibes, also the attention. This girl I knew had a hot pink cast. Everyone was signing it. Can I sign your cast?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Cast?
I wanted that.
I'm like, I want that really bad.
And now that we're older, getting hurt, it's not it.
No.
We don't want anything to do with it.
We really don't. And like, I know that I can be the boy who cried wolf. And I know I can be a little dramatic, but last night I was in pure agony. Like, so let me run it down in case you missed it earlier. I was on a run yesterday. I'm training for the Lilac 10K and I was getting after it. And I was wearing my Hokas, which are
very thick. Yeah.
Probably like 5 inches thick.
Typically anyone who likes to run who's over 60 years old will have Hokas on.
Yeah, it's like I'm on stilts. So I was running and I slightly twisted my ankle mid-run, which was horrific, obviously. But I had so much adrenaline that I was like, everything's good.
I'm going to keep going.
Let's keep going. You're not a quitter. Push through. So I push through. I get home. Everything's fine. I shower. I go about my day and night.
You look down. Your ankle's missing.
No, literally. Literally. The night rolls around. I'm laying in bed. Just in pure agony because we also don't have Wi-Fi. And I just start getting this shooting pain up my leg, starting at my ankle. And I'm like, oh my God, like my ankle. And now I'm just rolling around, doubled over, not well. My girlfriend's like, I'm trying to sleep here. And she goes to sleep. I try to get up to go use the bathroom. I'm hobbling. I'm scream crying. I can't move.
Yeah, was there tears?
So many.
Where's the pain shooting up to? From your ankle up into your what? Like my your hee-haw? Up into your leg.
Not my hee-haw. Also, what are we in Kentucky? What are we doing here? Up my leg, through my calf, into my thigh.
Oh, right. Right up into the hee-haw. That's crazy. Hee-haw. How are you feeling this morning as opposed to last night?
So I'm feeling better, but last night I couldn't sleep. I didn't go to bed till probably 1 just because I was rolling around in pain. And I took an Advil, I elevated and iced it. But guys, I'm telling you right now, when you hurt yourself at that age, it's
and you can do it without even trying anymore. As soon as I hit 40, you guys, please tell me I'm not alone here. I woke up with a sprained ankle in my sleep. What happened in my sleep that I woke up? I woke up the next morning limping, and I limped for close to a week. And I don't know how many of your dads do this, but I caught myself last night. I was getting up off the sofa, and there was some moaning and grunting going on.
Of course.
I was like, I'm like, it's happening.
Not only is it a massive inconvenience, because it's like, you need everything to function right in order for you to live properly. But also, it's just embarrassing. Like, why am I walking around with a compression sock today?
Yeah.
And I think that my view on this has shifted so drastically because in grade school, when I'm growing up, all I wanted was the attention of a broken something. And now I'm like, this is the least... like desired attention I can really ask for.
Yeah. Like most people, crunches. I know most people know, like I'm into older women. Like that's always been a fantasy of mine. Just be with an older woman who's got 2 compression socks on, a neck brace, catheter, what have you.
Sexy.
However, you in a compression sock this morning hobbling in here. Like, yeah, this is ruining my fantasy. The hokels.
I can't. No, I put the Hokas up. I can't. It's too much.
We call them Hokas?
Yeah. Hokel is Kathy. That's our governor.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Yes. No, of course. Hold on a second. I think your girlfriend's calling in. Okay. Hi, is this Patrice?
This is Patrice.
You know, I was just getting ready to say, I feel, if there's anyone I feel terrible for, it's you. You're going to have to deal with a lot.
It's too much.
It's so much.
Too much.
This is the same girl last year that came in here on crutches with a neck brace and a sling because she didn't want to join in on our company field day. So that's right. How that was her way of getting out of it.
Yep. So is this real or is it fake?
We don't know.
It's real.
It's very hard to believe.
You saw the tears last night. You think I can fake those?
I've seen the tears before. And then 2 seconds later, you're fine.
No. Shooting pain. I was in so much. How can I identify to you that this is real?
What do you need her to do to prove it?
She has to stop being the boy who cries wolf every other time. How am I to know?
Or the girl.
Yeah.
The girl. This is true. The girl who cries wolf. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I agree with you 100% because there's times, like, for as long as I've known her, I don't know what to believe anymore.
You guys. Like, this is serious.
Well,
how are we to know?
You know what? I think what she really needs, she needs a new pair of Hokels.
She's literally calling them Hokels.
The
Kathy
Hokels.
The Kathy Hokels. Like, they're like Air Jordans, but Kathy Hokels.
Right.
Know what I mean?
The same thing. You can pump them up. All right. Well, listen, Patrice, good luck to you. I don't envy you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Feel better, Breeze.
Oh, my God. Okay, bye.
Thank you. I got more comfort from random strangers and listeners than I got from Patrice. But
yeah, well, that's unfortunately.
She goes, feel better, champ.
They don't know any better, so that's.
98PXY, we are the morning.
When it comes to sexualizing coworkers in the workplace, our listener Gary says women do it just as much, if not more, than men actually do it. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, hot take. For anyone who's seen the TV show Mad Men, I think we could all agree that guys were getting away with a lot in the workplace in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Now, I'm not saying this still doesn't happen, But you still, you know, you still get your occasional scumbag sniffing your hair at the holiday party.
Yeah.
But for our listener, Gary, he wants to share what's been happening at his place of work and why he believes women are worse than men when it comes to this sort of thing. Hi, good morning, Gary.
Hey, hi guys, how are you?
Good, man.
We're good, Gary Bear. What's going on?
So really dive in and tell us what's been going on at work.
Yeah, sure. So I work in a typical office, and I see women all the time, like, fully sexualizing men. And it seems that they do way more than men do. You know, I mean, as a man, I would absolutely be fired immediately if I did some of the things that these women in my office do.
Have you been with this company for quite some time now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel like I see it mostly at this job, but I've seen it at other places as well. Like, I don't think this is a new thing. I think it's just intensified, maybe.
What's going on?
Well, okay, for instance, like, one of the people I work with, and, you know, can't say names, of course, but she was having a sexual relationship in her office with another person that we work with. And, you know, I mean, she got in trouble for it, but not too long after, she got promoted, and the guy got transferred to another department.
Why do you think that is?
That is a really good question.
Tell us the tea, Gary. Is this woman married too? Is she having an affair? Tell us everything.
No, I don't think she wasn't. I mean, she wasn't married, so it wasn't like.
But it doesn't make it right. She was banging in her office, which sometimes it can be exciting to do things like that at work. However,
he's like, not speaking of experience.
Very inappropriate. And she got in trouble for it, as she should. But she got promoted down the line. How long are we talking, though, after she got promoted?
A couple of months, maybe. And nothing, you know, nothing particularly like great happened to the guy. Like I said, he got transferred to another department.
Right.
You know, he didn't get demoted, but he certainly didn't get
promoted.
He didn't get a raise. We'll say that.
Something was raised, but wasn't his salary. I'll tell you that.
And so, have you ever personally been sexualized in the workplace?
I mean, probably.
You know if you have or not, Gary.
I'm a supervisor, so I think that that kind of cuts me off. Like, I think most of these the women who will say stuff about guys, they're doing it about their, you know, coworkers or not their direct boss. Like, if they're doing it, they've never done it in front of me.
So they're talking. Right. They're doing girl talk. They're talking amongst them, or what some people would call locker room talk.
Exactly. You know, I've heard some raunchy stuff. I'm starting to see it so much. Women are just saying like the raunchiest stuff about men, not just the guys who work in my office, but just in general. And I'm getting kind of sick of it. It's such a double standard.
I mean, here's the thing, Gare. This is what men have been doing for decades to before and to come. So it's kind of just like, if you can't beat them, join them. You know what I mean? I don't want you to sit there and like be like, I'm a victim, poor me. It's like, this has been happening on the receiving end for women for decades.
Decades is
centuries.
Probably. Decades is.
And sure, I understand that, and I respect that, and I'm not in any way condoning that. But I don't, just because that's what's happened, I don't think that then it all of a sudden should swing the other way, and women should be just as disgusting as men has been in the past.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. If you can approach one of these women that you work with and really give them a piece of your mind, what would you say to them right now?
Yeah, sure. I'd say, you know, shame on you. Come on. You know, you are being disrespectful, and it is a double standard, and it's just rude, and it's gross, and...
Gary, can I say, you sound like a sweet guy. You sound like a very nice man. What's your, are you in a relationship or what's your status?
Yeah, no, I am.
You are.
Yeah.
Would you, can I ask you something off the record? You know what I mean? Are you just mad because you've never heard any of the girls talk about wanting to jump your bones? You know what I mean?
No, I don't think that that's the reason.
I think that might be the reason.
I don't think that that's what it is.
Okay.
I just really think the reason is because some women are just really out of line and disrespectful and disgusting.
Mm. Yeah. And I agree. Shame on some of you ladies.
Yeah. I can't back you. Okay. I think that women can sit there and say some pretty vulgar things. Yeah, that is what it is. But I think men take action, and that's the difference. So, you know,
at the end of the day, it happens to women and it happens to men, and nobody says it's right, but it definitely is happening. You see it on the daily. And I've been in a couple situations myself that I can remember pretty clearly. I worked with a woman, Breezy, I told you, I worked with a woman in my last company. She sent out a mass email and CC'd everyone. And that's what I was doing, shipping and receiving for the skincare company. They're like, hey, Moose, can you send this out? And I sent it out in the first 10 minutes and sent them the shipping label. And she replied back, my boss, with, wow, Moose, you're quick. And then Alice CC'd everyone and goes, he sure is, but hopefully not in everything. Wink, wink. And nobody batted an eye. Nobody said anything about
it. That was a company-wide email?
Yeah, everybody was CC'd on it.
That's why I don't do email. Yeah.
No, it's really tough. All right, listen, Gary, I'm going to let you go, man, but I do appreciate you coming on this morning and sharing what's been going on.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you guys for letting me vent.
You know, no problem, man. Hey, protect yourself. I know you're a supervisor, but just protect yourself. You know, it sounds like you're really in the trenches.
It feels like it, yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Poor Gerber.
We'll talk to you soon, man. Have a great day. Sounds like a good guy. Do you guys agree with what Gary's saying?
I'd love to hear from you.
Do women sexualize men in the workplace just as much as men do or more? A couple texts coming in. One is from Julie, who says, my boyfriend works in an office with just women. And he came to me the other week and said he was grossed out because the women were calling beards seat warmers. And I couldn't imagine that would have happened if the roles were reversed and that got reported to HR. This person says, I've been sexual harassed by women on the job more times than I can count, and it got even worse after I got married. Well, you saw the movie Horrible Bosses. I mean, Jennifer Aniston's character in that movie was top notch.
I mean, again, I'm not trying to say eye for an eye, but like we all lived through the Me Too movement, so.
Well, look, it's terrible when it happens to anybody, both parties, you know? It's never a good thing. Men will never have to go through the amount of harassing women have endured for thousands of years,
period,
said Katrina. Claire says, I work in schools and hear women objectifying dads of the kids all the time. I couldn't imagine ever talking about moms being hot in front of female coworkers or any coworkers for that matter, but it's almost always married women saying that type of stuff. Locker room talk.
Also, here's another thing. I said, you know, women just say it, men take action. Also, I feel as if women are just saying things amongst their friends because they feel like it's a safe place. And
it's probably how some men feel.
No, because they're going right up to them and like sticking their hand up their
skirt. No, who's doing that? No,
you can name like five people off my hand.
Well, that's not all men. All men are going up and sticking their hand up a random woman's skirt. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but not all men have ever. I've never felt I got that idea. I'm going to go and do that. Oh, look, a woman going up the escalator at the mall.
Let me stick my finger up her.
Let me tie a mirror to my sneaker.
Yeah. No, I know. This person says women are so crazy in the workplace. Okay.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We got to go collect ourselves.
No, fully.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Seems like the city of Rochester took a page out of our book from last week. Rochester City Council approved three major projects, allocating around $4 million in total for said projects. So more than $2 million of the project budget will be set for the renovation of MLK Park Playground, which, I mean, you live super close to MLK Park. I've always been very confused what the big thing in the center is with all the...
Well, they've always...
They look like trapezes to me, if I'm being completely honest.
They've always held a lot of shows there, you know, and I know they do Party in the Park there, which is not underneath
right
that like, stage. But they used to use it for a lot of stuff. And we still do. I mean, what did we just have there in the wintertime?
Rock Holiday Village.
They do that every year. I mean, the place needs a little bit of an upgrade, though. It's,
right.
It's old.
So that's $2 million for there. Another $2 million will fund the environmental cleanup in Old High Falls Industrial Park over here. And this preparation is for the big state park project that they're doing right here in High Falls, which is expected to be completed by 2029.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like we just cleaned up all the trash over there, so you guys don't have to come over here. And then additionally, 22,000 is designed for trash cleanup on the city's east end. You can pay me half that and we'll get after it.
Okay. It's not as easy. It's not like Earth Day where we were picking up a couple of, you know, empty Gatorade bottles. This is quite the cleanup.
I'll call Fleeky Maliki. We'll negotiate the pricing. Yeah. But so, I mean, facelifts coming to our city for the low price of $4 million.
I'm trying to remember what the city looked like before I moved away. And parts of it were trash. It needed a serious facelift. And it's nice to see how beautiful downtown is. I did a nice little walk on Monday when it was so beautiful out. I was like, you know, it is really nice down here. And they're putting in an effort to remodel a couple of these old buildings and turn them into luxury apartment buildings.
Yep.
They're fixing some stuff on Main Street. I mean, the Grove area downtown there, where Bronca and Patron Saint is, that's really pretty down there, Parcel 5. So, I mean, it's nice. I think it's beautiful. You have people that come into our city, and they film the trashiest parts of the city.
Yeah.
And then they put it on TikTok, and they're like, look how gross Rochester is.
Right.
You can do that in any city. Any city has pockets of just terrible areas that need a little bit of work.
Correct. But they're doing their part to clean up some of those pockets.
Coming up on the show, Breezy, what happens if we go into a recession?
I know. I mean, I'm no economist by any means, but...
You're an environmentalist.
I am an environmentalist. I keep seeing the word recession all over my TikTok, and I'm not going to lie. It is quite jarring. It's quite scary. What does all of this mean? I think we should talk about it because we also got a message from a listener named Kathy who wants us to talk about it as well. Got to get the facts straight.
Got to have
an open-ended conversation.
Is this the same owner of Crescent Beach?
No, I think she's in prison. So
I don't think she's in prison.
Soon enough.
Okay, we'll talk about it coming up next. What happens if we go into a recession? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let's not scare anyone here.
What is a recession? I think it's good to keep your head on a swivel, right?
Yeah.
Not fearmonger, but keep your head on a swivel.
Well, it's one thing to be inundated. It's another to be informed,
mm-hmm.
right? And you want to be informed. I think the last great recession we had here was 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And that lasted...
like a year.
I think it was like December 2007 to 2009.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we know who to blame for that.
I don't.
Mortgage lenders.
Yeah.
Just dishing out loans to individuals who couldn't afford them.
Right.
Wait, what do you do for a living? You ferment butterflies in your garage and you have three homes? That's incredible.
That's insane. I'm chase your dream, Sally. You know what I mean? But it was crazy because I've been seeing the word and hearing the word recession on my Instagram, on my TikTok, which, I mean, if I'm hearing it there, it must be fact, right? But in conjunction with seeing all of that, we also got this message from a listener on Instagram named Kathy. Kathy reached out and said, I understand why everyone is really worried about the tariffs and such, but I'm so confused why no one is talking about the potential economic crisis that could be brewing. Everyone I know claims that we're heading into a recession, and I am a 30-year-old single girl just trying to survive out here. I'm too young to really understand the 2008 financial crisis, given the fact that I was in middle school and doing other things. So if you could bring this up as a topic to your listeners, I'm sure it would really help me and a ton of other people who listen to your show as well. Thanks, guys.
Love the show.
Well, this isn't a topic I'm going to be really well informed on. But I do know it's a topic that so many people talk about.
Right.
And I'm not really educated on it, but I do know back in the day how scared my parents were.
Right.
When they were going through that recession back in 08. It was a scary time for a lot of people. Is that going to repeat itself? At this point, it's hard to say.
So I like tried to look it up to figure out like, you know, what even is that? I think we all have like a general consensus of what a recession is.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, wanted to be informed and be aware. It's a general period of economic decline characterized by a significant drop in economic activity that lasts longer than a few months. So obviously what happened in 2008 was, like you said, Moose, they were lending out mortgages to people who couldn't afford the mortgages that they were being approved for. So
a lot of people lost their homes.
Right.
Let me get to a call here. PXY, hello.
Moose.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's Toddy. How are you?
Hey, Breezy's dad. What's up, buddy?
Our financial guru.
Well, the economic definition of a recession is two quarters of negative gross domestic product growth, where basically the economy's not growing. So,
sure.
And if the economy's not growing, generally, you know, unemployment rises.
People stop spending.
Yeah.
People lose their jobs. Right. Business stop. Stocks plummet.
Right. So basically, you know, that's the textbook version of what a recession is when the economy is not, you know, moving forward. So
sure.
Do you see this taking place though in the next year or so? I mean, do people have
something to worry about?
Well, I mean, you know, like most of the pundits, most of the economists think that the we've had great employment for, you know, ever since the coming out of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We've had great, you know, our unemployment numbers are low. This whole tariff thing could throw the economy into a recession, but. And a lot of the experts think that even if it does, it's going to be slight and mild. So, you know, I tend to stay positive. So, I mean, who knows?
Anything good to come out of a recession, though? Like, is it like hitting the reset button, essentially?
Well, generally coming out of recession, then, you know, there's four economic cycles. A recession, and then there's a rebound, expansion, and I forget the fourth. But basically, you know, I mean, there's been times we've been in recessions that were like, by definition, like people didn't know we were in one. So, but before we even knew we were in a recession, we were out of it and coming, you know,
sure.
You know, on the backside of it. So,
sure.
So I don't know. It's just
somebody, you know, listening in their 30s, Todd. I mean, what advice, if you have any, what advice would you give someone who just has like a basic checking and savings account?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is having enough emergency funds to get yourself through 3 to 6 months of your essential bills. So,
sure.
You know, because, you know, even the Great Recession, I mean, it was painful to live through, but, I mean, it basically lasted, I mean, you know, from definition, from the end of
2007
until, like, from the stock market hit the bottom in March 17th, 2008.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, I mean, the market just skyrocketed after it. I mean, but... nobody believed it for the next year because they're just waiting for another shoe to drop.
Right.
You know?
What does the recession have to do with mortgage rates for people that are in the trenches when it comes to buying a house and things of that nature?
The government will start actually doing, you know, cutting interest rates to basically boost economic activity. So that could be a positive right there because, when the economy's not growing, the Fed chairman will say, okay, we got to cut interest rates to spur economic activity.
Sure.
Usually one of the best ways to spur economic activity is to cut interest rates to make loans cheaper.
Sure.
And when people are buying more houses, I mean, that is just such a cog in the economy, because when you buy a house, you got to furnish it. You got to do, you basically, it's just, anything that goes inside a house, you got to buy it.
Right.
It's so important to keep money in your mattress.
You got to do it.
You got to tuck away. You got to tuck away that emergency funding.
The house goes up in flames.
Yeah, absolutely. And, and I bet you most people don't have it. I mean, that's the scary part.
Yeah.
Most people don't have it, Todd, especially people in their 30s. If you ask somebody today, how much do you have in your savings account? Statistically speaking, we're talking what? Less than 10% of people who have over $2,500 stored away for an emergency?
Right. Yeah. I see that stat periodically, and I don't remember it off the top of my head, but it is pretty scary about that. And I want to be honest with you. Back when I was in my 30s, I probably didn't have that either. But I think the other thing is, and we talk about the side hustles, but get a side hustle, because if you lose your main hustle, then you still get a side hustle to fall back on.
Absolutely,
You need different sources of that stream
of
income.
Yes,
Todd, thanks for calling out, man. We love hearing from you.
Okay, bye bye.
Okay, bye, buddy.
All I really took away from that conversation is we might be able to afford a house.
You and your girlfriend?
Everybody.
Yeah,
everybody who's in the trenches. They're like, I just put 17 offers in on one house and I lost every single one of them.
Yeah, that was the conversation I had with a buddy yesterday. He's like, how's the house hunting going?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's never been more horrible.
Yeah. 98PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It blows my mind that someone would get offended over this. And I'm sure this has happened to other people. But if some of you are like me, sometimes you just have a really hard time remembering people's names.
No, such a hard time. It's so bad.
Especially people you haven't seen in well over 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened last night was I walked up the street. I put an order in for pickup at this restaurant that I frequent. And while I was there, I was standing at the bar paying for my order. And this girl comes up and taps me on the shoulder, and she's got the biggest smile on her face, Breeze.
Okay.
Mind you, I'm just dead in the eyes.
Literally tunnel vision.
I don't know.
Keep it pushing.
I have no idea who this girl is. Nobody I recognize.
Okay.
She goes, hello. I reply with, hi.
You have your food at this point or no?
No, I'm waiting for it at the bar. And she goes, oh my God, are you effing kidding me? You really don't know who I am. Now I'm pissed because A, I'm hangry. B, you're making a scene in a bar in front of people that I like to go to.
Yeah.
And I don't know who you are. Like, why? What makes you think I should know who you are?
Right.
I already had a problem with this girl's attitude. So she gets offended because I don't know her name. She does not look familiar to me, you know?
Okay.
So she throws her hands up in the air and says, wow. And walks away. Just, wow. So I leave the restaurant. So later last night, I get a message notification, and it's from the same girl.
Oh, okay.
And the message reads, do you forget about all the women you've dated in the past?
Oh.
Kind of offended you don't remember me. So clearly.
He has never seen this woman in my life. Living in the same bed with her.
Clearly, it's the same person from earlier.
Yes.
And I look at this picture. And I remember vaguely, like, this girl is someone I used to casually date from back in 2009. This is a long time ago.
Okay.
So I write her back and I said, I'm sorry, I don't remember you, but you don't even have the same hair color you did in 2009. You look completely different.
He goes, lots of things have changed since I left you.
But it's true. You look nothing
15
like-
15 years ago.
15, 16 years ago. You're honestly offended I don't remember who you are? And I didn't want to tell her this, but she wasn't really a memorable person.
Oh, God.
She wasn't. It's not like she impacted my life in any way. Why would I remember you? I just remember her being super drama, and that's it.
Oh, dear.
And that was it. And I was just so offended that she was upset.
You were offended that she was offended.
Big time.
A lot of offense.
She has no reason. Who would have a reason at that point to be offended?
Well, I mean,
it's been 16 years. You look nothing like you do.
Well, that's
from 16 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably a tough pill to swallow for her, because she maybe is self-conscious about it. Maybe she's hyper-fixated or aware of her looks. I don't know. I don't know her personally. And it doesn't sound like I'm going to be introduced to her by you anytime soon.
No, you weren't missing anything.
So
it wasn't like, hey, we were in this committed relationship. It was more of like, it was a fling.
Like how many dates?
It's not like I introduced her to my family.
How many dates?
It's hard to say. We were like hanging out for like maybe 5-6 months.
5-6 years. No worries whatsoever. Because we only it's like almost,
5-6 months.
Only almost bought a house together.
I was pissed that she was that upset with me. Like, how dare you? I'm like, the last time I spoke to you was maybe 16 years ago.
Well, the look in my eye
was just dead in the eyes, Breeze. Dead in the eyes.
I think it is a little different because, like, obviously people know you more than you know them because of the nature of our job and things like that. And she probably was just waiting to run into you for the past 2 years you've been home, 2.5 years.
I don't know about that.
And the shot came and went, and you were like,
never,
Jessica?
Never
She's
seen
like, my
you
name's out. Pam. Yeah, that's, I mean, by the way, what was her name? No.
I don't remember.
Instagram. Literally Instagram messages.
This is what I'm talking about. It's just not, it didn't affect me in any way, all right? She was very nice, but I don't remember. She didn't really play a huge role in my life. Years back, I went on a first date to a comedy club, and my friends were all there. And I had to introduce this girl to everyone. And for whatever reason, my brain froze. And I just...
You were actively on a date with her.
Yeah, this was the first date. Yeah. So I brought her in there, and all my friends are in there in the lobby. And I just could not, for the life of me, remember her name. So I had to introduce her as my friend.
Oh, my God.
It was so awkward. And I still think about that today. Like, man, that was... That was tough. She called me out on it, too.
Yeah.
So she pulls me aside and she goes, "You forgot my name." I said, "No, I did not." She goes, "What is it? What's my name?" I was like, "What are the odds I'm going to get this right?"
Right.
It's like...
Bertha?
Yeah, I wasn't even close.
Turns out this is very much so a you problem, and the girl who came up to you is in her right. I'm actually team her. I'm team her.
I don't know. I was the one who was pissed.
You are just offended that somebody was offended. That's exactly what happened. And you know what?
Well, because you have no right. Like,
yeah,
there's so many.
She was excited to see you.
You possibly can tell me that if somebody from your past 16 years ago, that's the first time you're seeing them in almost 2 decades, and they walked up, tapped you on the shoulder, and was like, "Breezy, you're going to remember exactly the time, the place, the name of how you met this person in your relationship?" You're not.
No, but I'm way better at faking things than you. You're like, "What are you?" I'm like, "Oh my God, hey you."
I was bothered.
How are you?
No, I can't fake it like that. I can't.
And that's the difference between you and I.
Who are these people messaging in? Let's go to, has this happened to you guys before? 585-252-9800. Moose, don't feel bad. If she was an important part of your life, you would have remembered. Yes, thank you. I have purposely erased the names of anyone I've ever dated because they all suck.
Oh, my God.
Crystal gets it. Crystal gets it.
Tell me you're growing from your past relationships without telling me you're growing from your past relationships. She goes, "Honestly, locked them all in the vault. Never thought about them again."
My wife and I have a system to handle situations where I forget someone's name. If we're out somewhere and we run into someone whose name I've forgotten, my wife knows I forgot because I won't introduce her straight away. And so she will introduce herself and we'll joke about me being rude for not doing introductions.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. Yeah, well, that must be
somebody,
nice.
You need to have somebody on your side.
Right.
You're single, lonely, you know.
Jeez. Thank you. Jesus.
Wait. Time out. Did she work there?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, she didn't have a name tag on?
No, nothing.
Oh, well.
Nothing at all. So years back, I was dating a flight attendant for Virgin Air. I don't know what it was. Delta, American, who cares?
Spirit.
And she always wore a name tag because she was always in uniform.
Right.
And she called me out one day. She's like, you realize that's not my name. You're calling me by the wrong name. And I got offended. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I never received any of your mail. I can't tell your full name. She goes, I've worn a name tag every time I've ever been with you.
I know. I was going to say stick to girls with name tags only, but it sounds like you can't even read them.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Utility crews have been working to restore power across Ontario, Seneca, and Livingston counties who experienced some pretty bad power outages. Hundreds of homes in the Finger Lake regions are without power. And as of the latest update here, there's over 2,400 customers in Monroe County. Quite a few of these homes are in Webster. Almost 897 customers in Ontario County still without power, but crews have been working around the clock to restore service to all of these affected areas. Some residents in Ontario County got hit really hard. There was saw it on the news earlier, gigantic tree fell in the Avon Cemetery, destroyed a whole bunch of burial plots, a couple of tombstones. The thing was massive. There was talks of tornado warnings in some areas yesterday in certain counties. And, you know, I think a lot of us sometimes when we hear that, people panic.
Right.
We all got that one mom.
Take shelter.
That's what a this woman that I live with
in the basement. I don't have a basement.
This woman in my apartment building went out of her way to make signs and she posted them to the inside of the elevator that said, be on the lookout, take shelter, tornado warning.
Right.
I'm like, what? Come on. Well, first of all, we live dead center in the city.
Right.
And there are some areas that got hit hard, don't get me wrong, but I think she just panicked too much.
Yeah, so I was on the phone with my parents last night, and Canandaigua was like a hailstorm.
Yeah.
Like in July. Remember that hailstorm? Ugh.
Oh my God, there's still some people trying to get insurance money for their vehicles.
I know. Like, what's going on here?
If you do need to report any outages, I mean, obviously you can do so by going on the RG&E's website. But they are working to take care of that as we speak. So coming up, we got a PSA from a listener by the name of Tony, who says there will no longer be any more slumber parties at his home, and some of these parents are to blame. Coming up, we'll share Tony's message, and we'll ask how many of you listening think parents allowing their kids to do this at a sleepover is beyond rude. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. We think he's saying step or stab. We're not really 100% sure.
It's really unclear at this point.
It really is. We have a PSA from a listener by the name of Tony, and he's got to get this off his chest. But how many of you listening also take your kids to sleepovers? And kids have come over to your house and done the exact same thing they did to Tony. Is it rude? Here's the message. Hey guys, this message is a PSA for parents who think it's okay to do this sort of thing, and it's not. And it was a rude awakening. I think when it comes to slumber parties for my son at our home, we are officially done. Mm. My son wanted to have a slumber party, so we invited a small group of friends that he usually hangs with. Half the kids brought devices, iPads, or a Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
They're not playing together. Everyone's doing something different.
Right.
Yet, they're all trying to simultaneously corral other friends into doing their thing. One kid had been staring at a Switch playing a game, and I had to check on him a few times just to make sure he was breathing. What is this? This is not what I expected to happen.
Yeah.
And shame on me for not saying, leave your devices at home, please. This is our first party like this, and probably our last. I think most of us can remember a time where, yeah, maybe we were playing Nintendo all night with our friends, but at least
we were doing it together.
Yeah, and we talked to each other.
Right.
And there was engagement.
Like, at this point, these kids, like, are on their devices, plus they have, like, headphones on. They're not there.
Yeah, so
they're not present.
He ends the message with, hey, parents, don't do this to other people. It sucks. How many of you have been in a position like the one our friend Tony has been in? I guess I would like to know, what I'd like to know is how many parents have a no device rule in place when other kids come over to spend the night with your son or daughter. 585-252-9800. Is it rude?
I don't think so at all. I mean, like, my house, my rules, if you don't want to be here and you can't be without your Switch or whatever it is.
No, is it rude for other parents to allow their kids to bring over all these devices to someone else's house?
No, it is if the boundary's set and they're like, hey, we just like don't do that here. When my child has friends over, they have friends over to play with a friend. I'm not a babysitting service.
Right.
I'm not, you can't just dump your kids here and have them be a bump on the log on my couch and they're not actually playing with my kid. And you're feeding into that by allowing them to bring insert gaming console here.
It looks odd. It looks weird. It looks rude. However, I can also see why some other parents would think they're doing this guy a favor.
Like in the sense of, well, my kid's not bothering you, so what does it matter to you? But I was actually just at happy hour last night and I was talking to my friend, my best friend.
She was on her iPad?
And her husband is like a gamer, obviously like 31 years old. And when his friends come over, they just all watch one person play.
Yeah, kids
are crazy.
You know,
and he's a full-fledged adult.
They all just watch. I took an 8-hour road trip with my buddy and his son. His son sat in the back seat. And you know what they do? They watch on YouTube other people playing the game. That's all they want to do. I'm like, don't you want to play?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. They like to watch other people play.
I don't know if it's like a...
That was never me.
Technique to like get better? I don't know.
Kids love it. They love some of these YouTube videos of just watching people play.
Right.
Let's get to some of your messages. This individual says, next time, you got to set a no device rule beforehand. Because my kids' friends' parents are usually relieved when I say no screens at our sleepover.
Right.
Plan some actual activities. And like, you know, for us, we did fort building and flashlight tag at my son's last birthday, and the kids had a blast.
Big fort building energy.
See, now you got to actually start coming up with ideas and activities.
I think what is so rare about this is this parent isn't like a lazy parent that cuts corners and takes the easy way out. They're actually concerned about the kid, screen time, what that's doing to their brain, things like that. Because there's so many people that would be like, whatever. They're on my hair. Good with me.
Carol says, why are you upset at the other parents? They did nothing wrong. I'm sure when you go to dinner with your friends, you're glued to your phone.
Right.
Some kids have ADHD when in a setting with other kids, and sometimes the device is a distraction.
It's always the ADHD. It's always the ADHD and the ADD. We can't just blame everything on...
It always comes up at least once.
Self-diagnosed disabilities. You know what I mean?
Nancy says, I'm floored. I'm absolutely floored, you guys. My son is 8, and we've had a million play dates and a number of sleepovers. No child has ever brought a device into my home. Not once. Maybe it's a regional/culture thing. I don't know if it's any of those. I think it's just kids being addicted to, you know, their devices.
But I don't know. When I went over to sleepovers or friends' houses, I always took something back from that, right? So in the sense of I would go to my friend's house and their pantries would always be stacked with the best snacks.
Oh, stop.
And my parents, like, didn't buy snacks. Like, we were kind of a... buy as needed household, not for like any other sense of the word than they didn't go grocery shopping weekly. They would stop at what do we need for dinner? I'll stop at Wegmans. Like that's how
that's meat. That's meat.
So when I was at a friend's house and they're absolutely stocked to the nines with Gushers and snacks,
Doritos.
I go home. We need to do this. We're never going to be doing this.
Nutter butter bars.
So maybe I'm, in the sense of that, I'm taking away, like, maybe the kid can take away, hey, like, I really did like playing tag, or I really did like doing whatever activity it was that they have in place at the slumber party.
Yeah. Vanessa says, my daughter has friends sleep over all the time, and they're all 11 and 12, and I encourage them to bring their phone. I encourage them to bring their devices, because what are parents complaining about? It's a slumber party. This is what kids do.
Right.
Do you really want to sit there and entertain them the entire night? No, thank you.
No.
No, it sounds like Vanessa just wants some peace and quiet.
She's like,
so she can have an Arbor Mist and watch her programs.
She's like, I will literally buy you an Xbox. Take it home with you.
I'll get to last one more here that says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I have this fight time and time again. And even play dates that bring their own Oculus, virtual reality. I started the rule that summer that no devices are allowed in our home. If it's summer and a friend is coming over, you guys are going outside.
Right.
You have to be outside.
You got to go outside or else.
Until the street lights come on. So you got to set the rule. But thanks for the PSA there this morning, Tony, for Parental Confidential.
We get it, Tone Dog. We really do.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Am I really the jerk here for inviting my long-distance boyfriend to come visit me during Mother's Day weekend? Mm. Well, that's one way to get your boyfriend's mother to hate you, I guess. Are there any moms that would have a problem with this? We get this message from Kristen, who wanted to hear thoughts from strangers to see if she was the one really at fault here.
Oh my God, how bad is it? I didn't even think about his mom. I was just thinking about hers.
She was thinking about her mom?
Yeah.
That didn't cross my mind once.
Wow. We're very different.
Kristen says, hi, Moose and Breezy. So my girlfriend convinced me to write in. I've listened to you guys for a little while, but was hoping for some outside perspective on my situation. My boyfriend lives in Virginia. Haven't seen him in 2 months. We finally have a free weekend coming up, which happens to be Mother's Day weekend, but that's the weekend I chose. He took such offense because he brought it up to his mom, and now she's upset, not only with him, but with me as well. She mentioned it was unfair and a bit selfish that the one weekend of the year we have to celebrate mothers, I chose that one to have her son come visit. I love my mom, but I was just always under the impression that this was just some Hallmark holiday. Moms should always be celebrated, but I'm his girlfriend. Who's really in the wrong here? All right, well, Kristen, I will say this. You're single-handedly putting a wedge between your boyfriend and his mom.
And
now because of it, she's going to hate you.
That's what I'm saying. If this goes anywhere, if you end up, you know, getting married or taking the next step in your relationship, this is going to be held over your head, and you're basically creating a monster-in-law.
Some moms hate it when their sons get a new girlfriend. I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
Some moms, like, they secretly want to date their sons.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
It's really weird. You'll never find anyone as good as me. What?
What are your intentions with my boy? He's 35.
It's like, I have the ick.
Anyways, that's a discussion for another day. But how many of you think Kristen is in the wrong here? Could she have picked another weekend?
Listen,
I don't know.
He's also a grown man.
Yeah.
He can say, hey, I have brunch plans with my mom. Or work it out so he leaves at 6 a.m. and makes it back for brunch. It's a 6-7 hour drive from here to Virginia.
You think he's going to go there and back in one day?
Well, this is if he comes on a Friday and goes back on a Sunday.
Oh, fine. I don't know the details and logistics of the planning of their schedule here, but I don't know. I guess it really depends. They can figure it out. Is it weird she chose Mother's Day weekend? Well, it really kind of depends on the relationship this guy has with his mom. Obviously, we know what it is. She's pissed. But anyone else, it depends.
Correct.
What's the deal with having a long distance relationship from here to Virginia? How long is that going to go on for? Eventually,
Virginia's for lovers. That's what they always say.
Somebody's going to have to make the move here eventually.
Also, I don't know how one goes 2 months without seeing their partner, but
it's a long
pop
time.
All the way off, I guess.
When I was doing LA to San Francisco, I was the one that had to drive twice a month.
I'm not trying to be like whatever, but
it's a long.
Is long distance really even worth it?
No. I've done it 4 times. Rochester to Minnesota.
Yeah, that older woman.
Rochester to Orlando. LA to San Jose, LA to San Francisco. And at one point I'm like, you know, I live in cities where there's plenty of people that I could. There's no reason for me to do this. It just makes everything so much harder.
Don't date someone in Buffalo or Syracuse, please.
I can just see it.
I can just see it now. I found this great girl. She's in Niagara Falls.
I don't see that happening.
No.
It just seems like a lot of admin.
It's a lot of admin. So back to the task at hand here. Yeah, listen, he could very much make his own choices. And I just feel like if people want to do things bad enough, whether it's go see the girlfriend, whether it's hang out with your mom, they're going to figure it out.
If she's this upset that he's leaving for Mother's Day, what happens when he makes the move to Rochester? If that's a possibility.
Exactly.
What's the mom? Mom's like, I'm coming with you.
She's like, we'll get a 3-bedroom.
Yeah.
No worries at all. Your room, her room, and my room. He's like, Mom, what?
Because if you get to sleep with them, so do I.
Oh,
Sharon says that mom needs to warn his son. That mother needs to warn his son that this girl is bad news. Yes, she's in the wrong. She's booking a weekend with him, the one weekend out of the year that should be with his mom. This tells me everything I need to know about her. Sharon's not playing around. Yeah, I disagree. I think that he should be a man, make his own decisions. And if that's the only weekend you guys can get together after 2 months of not seeing each other, then so be it, I guess.
Sorry about it.
So sorry.
Sorry about it. Can't do much there.
And what you should do, Kristen, is call his mom on the phone and be like, I'm so sorry. You know, this was the only available weekend we had coming up. We haven't seen each other in 8 weeks. Is there any way I can make it up to you?
Well, yeah.
She's like, break up with my boy.
Right. So I can date him. I think that's an option too, right? When the boyfriend goes back to Virginia, or I mean, we don't know specifically where the mom lives either. Like, it could be a traveling situation where he needs to leave town to go see his mom, and now he can't. But have your boyfriend send your boyfriend back with something for the mom, just so you. It's a kind gesture to know you were thinking about her and you didn't completely disregard her feelings or thoughts on not being with her son on Mother's Day.
You know, I did something similar to this. Now that we're talking about it, kind of brought some memories back to the to the surface. And I was like, you know, when I was dating this girl, it was a Mother's Day that we all got together. It was a Mother's Day weekend. And I brought her mom something. I brought her, like, anti-aging cream, you know. And there was a language barrier between us.
Yeah, there's a language barrier, and you gave her an offensive gift. You're an old hag. You need this cream. Perfect. Thank you so much.
That's not what it is.
She's dazed and confused. She's like,
Shut up. Listen, any woman would appreciate anti-aging.
Deep wrinkles there, Sally. You need this.
I was doing my best to bring an expensive gift. Korean women love that type of thing. They love skincare.
It's like bringing someone's mom a cane. It's bedazzled, but here you go.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
When it comes to sexualizing coworkers in the workplace, our listener Gary says women do it just as much, if not more, than men actually do it.
He's PXY panicking.
Mornings. What?
He's panicking.
Well, it's Moose, it's Breezy. I mean, listen. If you've seen TV shows like Mad Men, guys were getting away with a lot in the workplace in the 70s, 80s, 90s. I mean, people are still creeps today, but you get your occasional scumbag at the office,
Me watching the morning show right now.
I haven't seen it.
What?
I haven't seen the show yet with Steve Carell.
You told me it was like one of your favorite shows.
No, you were confusing that for It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No comparison. Very different
shows. But Gary wants to share what's been happening at his place of work and why he believes women are worse than men when it comes to this sort of thing. Hi, good morning, Gary.
Hey, hi, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
We're good, Gary Bear. What's going on?
So really dive in and tell us what's been going on at work.
Yeah, sure. So I work in a typical office, and I see women all the time, like, fully sexualizing men. And To me, it seems that they do it way more than men do. You know, I mean, as a man, I would absolutely be fired immediately if I did some of the things that these women in my office do.
Have you been with this company for quite some time now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But I feel like it's I see it mostly at this job, but I've seen it at other places as well. Like, I don't think this is a new thing. I think it's just intensified, maybe.
What's going on?
Well, okay, for instance, like, one of the people I work with, and, you know, can't say names, of course, but she was having a sexual relationship in her office with another person that we work with. And, you know, I mean, she got in trouble for it, but not too long after, she got promoted. And the guy got transferred to another department.
Why do you think that is?
That is a really it's a really good question. I don't know.
Tell us the tea, Carrie. Is this woman married too? Is she having an affair? Tell us everything.
No, I don't think she wasn't. I mean, she wasn't married, so it wasn't like.
But it doesn't make it right. She was banging in her office, which sometimes it can be exciting to do things like that at work. However,
he's like, not speaking of experience.
Very inappropriate. And she got in trouble for it, as she should. But she got promoted down the line. How long are we talking, though, after she got promoted?
A couple of months, maybe. And nothing, you know, nothing particularly like great happened to the guy. Like I said, he got transferred to another department.
Right.
You know, he didn't get demoted, but he certainly didn't get
promoted.
He didn't get a raise. We'll say that.
Something was raised, but wasn't his salary. I'll tell you that.
And so, have you ever personally been sexualized in the workplace?
I mean, probably.
Well, you know if you have or not, Gary.
I'm a supervisor, so I think that like that kind of cuts me off. Like, I think most of these the women who like will say stuff about guys, they're doing it about their, you know, coworkers or not their direct boss. Like, if they're doing it, they've never done it in front of me.
So they're talking. Okay. They're doing girl talk. They're talking amongst them, or what some people would call locker room talk.
Exactly. You know, I've heard some raunchy stuff. I'm starting to see it so much. It's like women are just saying like the raunchiest stuff about men, not just the guys who work in my office, but just in general. And I'm getting kind of sick of it. It's such a double standard.
I mean, here's the thing, Gare. This is what men have been doing for decades to before and to come. So it's kind of just like, if you can't beat them, join them. You know what I mean? I don't want you to sit there and like be like, I'm a victim, poor me. It's like, this has been happening on the receiving end for women for decades.
Decades is
centuries.
Probably, decades is.
And sure, and I understand that, and I respect that, and I'm not in any way condoning that. But I don't, just because that's what's happened, I don't think that then it all of a sudden should swing the other way, and women should be just as disgusting as men has been in the past.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. If you can approach one of these women that you work with and really give them a piece of your mind, what would you say to them right now?
Yeah, sure. I'd say, you know, shame on you. Come on. You know, you are being disrespectful, and it is a double standard, and it's just rude, and it's gross, and...
Gary, can I say, you sound like a sweet guy. You sound like a very nice man. What's your, are you in a relationship or what's your status?
Yeah, no, I am.
You are.
Can
I ask you something off the record? You know what I mean? Are you just mad because you've never heard any of the girls talk about wanting to jump your bones? You know what I mean?
No, I don't think that's the reason.
I think that might be awesome.
I don't think that's what it is.
Okay.
I just really think the reason is because some women are just really out of line and disrespectful and disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree. Shame on some of you, ladies.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I can't. I can't back you. Okay. I think that women can sit there and say some pretty vulgar things. Yeah, that is what it is. But I think men take action, and that's the difference. So, you know,
at the end of the day, it happens to women and it happens to men, and nobody says it's right, but it definitely is happening. You see it on the daily. And I've been in a couple situations myself that I can remember pretty clearly. I worked with a woman. Breezy, I told you. I worked with a woman in my last company. She sent out a mass email and CC'd everyone. And that's what I was doing, shipping and receiving for the skincare company. They're like, hey, Moose, can you send this out? And I sent it out in the first 10 minutes and sent them the shipping label. And she replied back, my boss, with, wow, Moose, you're quick. And then Alice CC'd everyone and goes, he sure is, but hopefully not in everything. Wink, wink. And nobody batted an eye. Nobody said anything about
it. That was a company-wide email?
Yeah, everybody was CC'd on it.
That's why I don't do email.
No, yeah. Oh, it's really tough. All right, listen, Gary, I'm going to let you go, man, but I do appreciate you coming on this morning and sharing what's been going on.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you guys for letting me vent.
You know, no problem, man. Hey, protect yourself. I know you're a supervisor, okay, but just protect yourself. You know, it sounds like you're really in the trenches.
It feels like it, yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Poor Gerber.
We'll talk to you soon, man. Have a great day. Gary's going through it.
Gary's not good.
I got a text that I'm reading, and it says, my boyfriend works in an office with just women, and he came to me the other week and said he was grossed out because the women were calling beards seat warmers.
Oh.
And I couldn't imagine that would have happened if the roles were reversed and that got reported to HR. Where are all these women? We don't work with any of these type of women.
We don't work with anybody. Nobody comes in here.
It's just
us. I don't want anything to do with those two.
Guys, I've been sexually harassed by women on the job more times than I can count, and it gets worse with married women. Well, they obviously they're not happy at home.
They're pent up. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. They're pent up. They're looking for seat warmers.
Oh, oh my God.
Who's this person? Jenny over there?
What, Jenny?
Do you want to just express how you're feeling right now?
I think just like what it comes down to is the fact that this guy was so upset that these women are talking about them or him or whoever in that sense. I mean, welcome. Welcome to the side of being sexualized on a near daily basis for your entire life. I'm so sorry you're having a hard time with that.
Well,
so sorry.
Gary's just trying to figure out how to deal with it, you know, how to cope. It's tough in these streets for men too.
Yeah. I wouldn't argue as tough, but I can see where you're coming from.
I would agree with that. Claire says, I work in schools and hear women objectify dads of the kids of all the time. I couldn't imagine ever talking about moms being hot in front of female coworkers or any coworker for that matter.
I like him so turned off by every single one of my coworkers.
Oh, is that right?
Just.
Am I on that list?
Yes. Shriveled right up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All righty. Great. We're going to go ahead and hit the reset button on this. We'll be right back. It's PXY Mornings.
PXY and Macy's. Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. People are pissed.
No, they're not doing well.
It's There I Said It on PXY Mornings, 585-252-9800. Do you have an elephant in the room you need to open the door for?
Yeah, get on out.
Do you need to clear the...
the air.
All right.
You got to do it.
If you got to get something off your chest, now would be the time to do it.
Open that window. Clear it out, you know?
Let's go over to our friend Rick. Slick Rick in the house. Family Guy is one of the worst TV shows on TV, you guys. Get rid of that cartoon. It's played out, and it's not funny. There I said it.
I would argue that that take is for The Simpsons.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to know what animated TV show is even worse than Family Guy? The Simpsons, because I think that show was 25 seasons too long. There I said it.
And it also very much so spooks me out that they've predicted like everything that's going to happen. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never understood
something's
that.
Something's really wrong.
They were spot on.
They must have a psychic or something on, like in the writer's room. They have to.
Nostradamus is in the writer's room with them.
It's like very strange. But this person says, I don't understand the hype around pickleball. It seems really weird, and just the Walmart version of tennis. There, I said it.
A lot of people playing pickleball. So this summer, it's going to be one hot sport. It's going to be one leisurely sport.
I find it very hard to do just because I played tennis for so long. So it's the cadence of the ball bouncing is just simply not the same.
I got to find some more friends that like to play tennis because I was doing that for a while. We'd get like a big case of Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, and we played tennis with our socks up to our knees.
Yeah.
That's the lifestyle I want to live this summer. Who's this person? Oh, hot take. I really don't trust people who don't drink. There, I said it. Went on a date with a guy and he just sat there and sipped on water. Don't ask a girl out to the bar if you don't drink. It's weird. She's got a point. There are some people that don't drink that I just don't trust.
Why?
I don't know what it is. It's not their own.
It's a personal choice.
It is a personal choice. And now you have to deal with the repercussions of just people not trusting you. It's just what it is. Let's go over to Big Ed.
We're literally in recovery. What?
That's a different story. Hi, Moose and Breezy. It's Big Ed. What happened when two slices of bread went on a date? It was loaf at first sight.
I love that.
I'm going to be honest here. I'm just not really feeling it
let's
today.
Let's gloss right over that because I just truly can't. This person says, childhood is the best part of life. There, I said it. So carefree, so easy. Nothing to worry about.
Aww. Yeah, because life hasn't even begun to F you yet. That's why.
Yeah.
Everything's just so bittersweet.
Do they wake up every morning looking to screw you over?
You know, being a kid, though, I have some really fond memories of my childhood that I miss. And I think it's one reason today why I love my birthday, why I love Christmas, why I love certain holidays is because growing up as a kid, it was so much more fun.
Yeah.
And I have all these memories and smells that are connected with that, that bring me a lot of joy when they're triggered.
Yep. Mine, musty basement smell. Love it.
Yeah, you like the smell of gasoline and musty basements.
And mold, yeah. So good.
Mine for today is if someone holds the door open for you, it's your job to hold the next door, assuming it's a double entrance. Circle back, return the favor. There, I said it.
The door train.
It's not hard. Just circle back. Where's Gwendolyn?
Yeah, we've been missing her. We put out an Amber Alert for her weeks ago.
We put a missing person.
We're like, Queen, where are you at?
We don't know what happened to her.
We don't. We really don't.
I have a strong suspicion that she was hit by a forklift and died.
That's very specific. Could not be more specific.
I'm pretty sure she's the one handling sod at Home Depot. Let's go over to Christine real quick. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. If you made the decision to tattoo your entire face, then don't cry when nobody wants to hire you. The only job you're capable of getting, if you don't already have your own business, is tattoo artist, mechanic, or landscaper. There, I said it.
Mm. True. You're very much so putting yourself in a box.
Well, I saw a woman on TikTok or Instagram last week, and she was crying that she just had a Zoom interview, and she was told she didn't get the job. But, I mean, her face was covered in
ink. The only thing you could see was her eyes.
That was it. It was covered in ink. And she was crying. I'm like, come on. This really came out of left field for you?
How did you not see this coming? Oh, your eyes were tatted. Got it.
Right.
Ariana's here. She said, nobody explains why they don't teach you how to pump gas on your road test or go on highways. There, I said it.
That's a great point. I mean, they teach you how to go on highways, but they've never taught you how to pump gas. They taught you how to change a tire. They teach you how to read a map.
I think she means more so like, why is that not tested when you're
taking your driver's test?
Yeah. Which is a fair point.
They're not.
I always feel like, I guess this may be mine for today. I feel like road test administrators are actively rooting against you. There, I said it.
100%.
They want you to fail.
They want nothing more than for you to fail. And let me ask you, when you were doing your driver's test, how did you do with the K-turn or the parallel parking?
Oh my God, I'm like literally the best parallel parker ever. I can parallel park anything.
Because I had to take my road test three times before I passed. Same thing with photography at MCC. But did you get it on the first try, your road test?
No, I failed the first time because I slid through a stop sign. Damn, anti-lock brakes. And then the second time we hauled ass out to Seneca Falls, because I heard that was an easy place to pass. And my license had my eye correction on it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't wearing contacts. And they're like, you're legally blind. You can't drive. Thank you so much for putting us in harm's way. And then I finally got it in Lyons on the second try.
Yeah, see, you and I, we struggled a little bit throughout our lives, but we always pushed through.
I would argue that the only thing about driving that I am good at is turning and parallel parking. Like, actually, the physical act of driving, horrible at it. Couldn't be worse.
Yeah, you are pretty bad.
I won worst driver in high school. Everyone was like, beautiful hair, best eyes, funniest person, worst driver.
That's what
I'm
you
like,
got.
How did I win the only negative senior superlative? Got it. But
first time I ever failed was I cut off a school bus full of kids.
Blew through a stop sign. Blew through the stop sign arm.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.